The following is a lecture given by His Holiness Jayapataka Swami on March 26, 1989 in Sridhar, Mayapur. The class begins with a reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, 4th Canto, Chapter 21, Verse 44.
A devotee acquires all the good qualities of the demigods. He is Gunayanam, the reservoir of all good qualities. His only asset is good behavior, and he is grateful. Gratitude for the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is one of the qualities of Brahmanas and Vaishnavas. Everyone should feel grateful to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, because He is maintaining all living entities and supplying all their necessities. As stated in the Vedas, Ako Bahunam Yo Vidadhati Kaman. The Supreme One is supplying all necessities to the living entities. Katha Upanishad 2.2.13. A living entity who is therefore grateful to the Supreme Personality of Godhead is certainly qualified with good characteristics. Bhakta ganoche guna gunayanam ba samasto bhalo guner ashray evam tini ja kichu ache bhagavan ja kichu dicchen tai jonno bhakto ebong brahman vaishnav tara badito tara kritarto tai jonno tara samasto sad gune aloy. The word Vidyasrayam is very significant in this verse. Vidha refers to one who is advanced in knowledge. There are two kinds of old men: he who is advanced in years and he who is experienced in knowledge. One who is advanced in knowledge is actually Vidha, Gana Vidha. One does not become Vidha simply by advancing in age. Vidyasrayam, a person who takes shelter of a superior person who is advanced in knowledge, can acquire all the good qualities of a brahmana and be trained in good behavior. When one actually attains good qualities, becomes grateful for the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and takes shelter of a bona fide spiritual master, he is endowed with all opulence. Such a person is a brahmana or Vaishnava. Therefore, Prithu Maharaj invokes the blessings and mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead with his associates, devotees, Vaishnavas, Brahmanas, and cows. Thus end the Bhaktivedanta Swami translation purport to Canto 4, Chapter 21, Text 44 of the Srimad Bhagavatam, instructions by Maharaja Prithu. So, the brahminical qualifications here are glorified. Brahminical qualification is exemplified by practical action. It states here, brahminical qualification, whose only wealth is good behavior, who is grateful, and who takes shelter of advanced devotees, knowledgeable devotees, that they get all the opulence of the world. So, being a brahmana is not simply a matter of birth. Jagai Madai were brahmanas. They are born in brahmana family. But no one considered them brahmanas because their occupation was to be murderers and dacoits. So, this is a basic problem. That someone wants to be a brahmana or a Vaishnava, they have to also attain to those qualities. A kshatriya, just like a kshatriya has the quality of being courageous, of being very resourceful, energetic. If a so-called kshatriya, when danger is there, is afraid and doesn't come forward to do the needful in protection, or if he's lazy. So what is the significance of such a kshatriya? Similarly, if person's a brahmana or a vaishnava, that means that they need to have practical good behavior. By acting in a proper way, naturally people will appreciate their good quality. It's not that simply one can claim, I'm a Vaishnava or I'm a Brahmana, but if they don't act like that, people will not respect, and Krishna will not also reward them fully. Krishna says, Jai jata maan kapat jangte thang sataiva bajami aham. According to how people surrender to me, that is how I reciprocate with them. So if a person takes on the Brahmana and Vaishnava qualities, Krishna reciprocates and gives his mercy. Also, one who is grateful. We know how in Bengali there's a saying, Noon Khao, Goon Khao. If you eat someone's food, you should also be grateful, and you should not become envious of that person. You should give him proper respect. The whole world is eating the salt or the food given by Krishna. Ako bahunam vidadhatu kaman. He's providing the necessities of life for everyone in the entire world. So we should be grateful. So those who are grateful, they're the Vaishnavas and Brahmanas. They're the proper person. Those who are ingrate, who are not grateful for the blessings that Krishna is giving, they're actually in a type of unfortunate situation. Sometimes you hear devotees, when they have some difficulty, become angry and say, what have I gained by Krishna consciousness, or I want to leave, or I don't feel proper, or something. They're not actually grateful for all the mercy they receive, or how everything is being, what blessing they receive from Krishna. In this material world, we don't know what's going to happen from one moment to the next. Someone may get in a car accident. He should die, but Krishna saves him and he gets some slight harm to his body. This type of thing is happening all the time. So there may be things we can visibly see we're benefiting. There's many more things even we may not be able to see now that we're actually benefiting. So when a person becomes ungrateful and rejects the Lord's mercy to him, or the mercy of the devotee or the spiritual master, then that means that person is not very qualified in transcendental consciousness. So they don't fit the qualification here, the brahminical qualification. Proper brahminical qualification, whatever someone has done for me, for the world, and we recognize that. Just as Krishna is grateful, even someone does a little service. Just like if someone just stands up during the Rath Yatra and offers respect, Lord Jagannath is so merciful, he gives him liberation. Even you take a little Mahaprasadam, that's enough to deliver you. We say Konika Matram, or take a small piece of prasad, and that is enough to take you back to Godhead. That means the Lord is so merciful. But if we don't take that mercy, that's our fault. So these are very essential qualifications. They seem very simple, but we find that due to lack of knowledge or due to forgetfulness, bad association, different causes, people lose these good qualities. So devotees, if they lose their brahminical quality, they don't attain them. That means it will be more difficult for them to make progress. Brahmana means in the mode of goodness. They're the leader of all the varnas. So to be a Vaishnava, one needs to at least become a Brahmana. Then Vaishnava means Brahmana with complete surrender to Krishna. Brahmana may not be 100% surrendered, but they may be engaged in some type of yogic meditation or worshipping Shaligram Shiva with some desire for going to heavenly planets, things like that. But the Vaishnava means that one is completely fixed on Krishna and Vishnu. This is the basic difference. There's a difference between a Brahmana and a Vaishnava. So Vaishnava includes Brahmana. One should become qualified as a Brahmana to be fully a Vaishnava. So Brahmana is also having these qualities mentioned by Prithu Maharaj. having so many good qualities, Sila Dhanam, who is always well behaved, Kritajnam, who is very kritartha, very grateful, and who is Vidhasrayam, which means one who takes shelter of a learned person, Prabhupada explained that. So these basic qualifications are essential. We should be grateful for the help that's given to us. We should act in a proper way. See, just like if someone says that, you follow the four principles but they're smoking cigarettes, no one's going to take him seriously. If someone says you don't smoke cigarettes but they smoke, people think that this man is joking with us. He's saying do something or don't do something, he himself is doing it. So in order to preach, in order to act properly, one needs to follow what they preach. They need to follow the principles to the best of their ability. Then people naturally, they feel encouraged, they feel sheltered. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the ocean of mercy. So even someone may say, I have no qualification like a brahmana, but by Lord Chaitanya's mercy, by chanting, by hearing, they can gradually build themselves up spiritually. When one actually attains good qualities, becomes grateful for the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and takes shelter of a bona fide spiritual master, he is endowed with all opulence. Such a person is a brahmana or vaishnava. In order to become a brahmana or vaishnava, one needs to attain good qualities, become grateful for the mercy of the spirit of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and take shelter of a bona fide spiritual master. If we don't have the shelter of a bona fide spiritual master, if we're not acquiring the good qualities, and if we're not grateful to Krishna for his mercy, we're not really at the dominical culture, what to speak of the Vaishnava culture. So Sriji Maharaj is requesting this mercy for his citizens. So we are mentioning the first verses. Any questions? That's why one needs a spiritual master to guide what is a particular person's mode. We rise above the mode by doing everything for Krishna under the guidance of Guru. If we do everything for Krishna, then that means it's transcendental. But a person may have a nature, someone may be an artist, someone may be a writer, someone may be a construction worker. They can do whatever they're habituated to doing for Krishna. In this way they can become perfected. In devotional service, the real purifying factor is the devotional service, that we're doing everything as an offering to Krishna. Now when this happens, that purifies us, that brings us to the pure devotional path. So what we do, we don't have to pick out a very difficult thing. We can do the things which we are basically capable of doing easily. Someone can do fundraising, somebody can do pujari work. That way you can do what comes naturally. But in the end, our objective is to offer the activity to Krishna. Is that all right? We get rid of the modes of passion and ignorance. Then we come to pure goodness. And pure goodness, for goodness, then one comes to pure goodness rather. Pure goodness is transcendental. When one is on the level of goodness, they're brahmana. And when they're pure goodness, when they're offering everything to Krishna, then it's vaishnava. So Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, mancha jo vyabhichari na bhakti joge na sevate saguna samatita itan brahma vuaya kalpate. So when you are engaging in bhakti yoga, then you are on the transcendental platform. Gunatit, above the modes of nature. But below, those activities are to be regulated according to the different strictures. So for our Dhan devotees, they have the laws of karma they're dealing with. For a devotee acting in devotional service, they are already goodness and transcendental, pure goodness. But that will be shown in their thoughts, their words, and their deeds, if they're actually offering. It's very difficult to recognize a pure devotee because everything they do, they offer to Krishna. But it may, for someone who's untrained, they may think that, well, they're not doing it for Krishna, They're doing it for some other reason. And they make him an offense like that. So one has to actually see why someone is doing. If someone is doing something that appears to be devotional, there's history where his divine grace, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, or Rupa Sanatana Goswami, they would ask that Vaishnava, why are you doing this? Or Sarup Damodar, some poet was there writing, he'd say, what do you mean by this? Because they could see that there is such an elevated level, they know how such a thing could be done in Krishna consciousness. So they wanted to know. And then the person would explain, and in the explanation they find that no, he's not doing it for the Krishna conscious reason, he's doing it for some material reason. Therefore they reject. No, it's not proper. So it's difficult unless one is trained to know whether a person is Krishna conscious or not on a very subtle level, very high level. But basically, you see, as far as the general level, I'm talking about very high philosophy. But the basic activities will be there of serving Krishna, of following regular principles, etc., chanting the holy name. If one doesn't have that activity, then it's very neophyte. But to judge someone on a higher level, you have to be advanced. And you can judge experienced devotees, they can know how to engage a person according to his nature. Alright, you are plow the field or you plow the field for Krishna. You're artists, so you make paintings for Krishna. They can direct according to that person's qualities how to use that for Krishna. But the principle of everything should be offered to Krishna, that is the same for everyone. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. He's asking that we're all serving Krishna, but why our Namya Ruchi is not coming? Taste for chanting. First of all, speak for yourself. The point is, if you're chanting Hare Krishna and not getting a taste, then the Bhagavatam says that your heart is very hard. You must have a heart like a stone. If someone is chanting the names of Krishna, they're hearing the activities of Krishna and they're not feeling any taste or their heart is not melting, they're not crying, then it should be known their heart must be steel framed. Reinforced concrete steel frame. So Prabhupada recommended that in such a situation we should cry. That we should be crying for Krishna. If we're not, then we should be crying and why we're not crying for Krishna. We should feel so bad. So why am I not crying for Krishna? I am chanting, I must be committing so many offenses. I must be committing so many nam aparad, Vaishnava aparad, seva aparad. Therefore my heart is hard. So we should be crying. But why I am chanting Hare Krishna when I have no love for Krishna? And if we can't cry, then why we're not crying? Then for all of us that we should cry that we're not crying, that we're not crying. And if we're not able to cry, that we're not crying, that we're not crying, we should cry that we're not crying, that we're not crying, that we're not crying. We should really desire to have love of Krishna, to have a taste for chanting. Then, with that intense desire, and if we don't have a desire, we should really desire to desire it. And so on. So laulya, or a strong desire to achieve devotional service, is the most important qualification. Now one can get that lolium by serving and associating with the Vaishnava who has that. Similarly, by certain things, one can get that also, like some special mercy of Krishna and Vaishnavas, some fasting on holy days. We have to go on with our devotional service, and the devotional service itself includes impetus for getting this taste. But if we desire it, it comes quicker. Are there any questions? Yes?
If somebody is acting in the most of the
it's like last night, Jagannath Temple was being attacked. So that time we needed someone to be in the mode of passion and go there and help and do something. That type of passion is very important. But if the people in mortal fashion go sleeping when the temple is attacked, and when someone goes and says, oh, I don't like your face, come on, let's fight, and they want to show some, what is it, it's in mortal ignorance, due to their ego they'll fight. And when deity is attacked, they sleep. So what is the use of such passion? That's passion and ignorance, with a predomination of ignorance. For himself, Arjuna could tolerate so much. But when he saw that attack was coming on his brothers, the Pandavas, on devotees, that he could give his life for them, that is the real mode of passion. Can be dovetailed in Krishna consciousness. Everything can be dovetailed. But this ignorance is very difficult to dovetail. Sleeping and ignorance and laziness. Passion can be easily dovetailed and purified. Otherwise, how Arjuna could fight the whole Kurukshetra battle and be considered a great saint? Because he could use it for Krishna's service. But that also needs the proper guidance. Therefore, he surrendered to Krishna, that I am now your disciple, and Krishna guided him how to fight the battle in a Krishna-conscious way. Like that, we need to surrender to Krishna's guidance, to his representatives, and fight against Maya and become Krishna conscious. Hare Krishna.